TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hello, listeners. Well, we finally did our high five list of things that sucked about 2016, but we forgot one. Sorry, the audio from this episode is going to be a little wonky, but if you stick with it, at least it's our usual crappy show. All right, happy 2017.
I hope you guys are recording.
Tim says he hopes you guys are recording.
I am recording. Of course he isn't.
Noah.
There we go. Now I'm recording. Ooh, that
now
is,
he's recording.
That is quiet.
Noah sounds a little echoey, but not bad. Better than before.
Is that what Andy said?
Andy said it sounds hello, like you're hello. Picking up the room.
Yeah, lots of echo.
Yeah, that's what happened last time.
I'm recording on this internal mic, though.
Noah's recording on something.
I'm recording on my my internal mic. Sorry, the headphone mic.
He's recording on his internal mic.
Headphone mic.
Oh, that's no good.
That is good, that Noah.
Headphone mic. That's what I meant.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, he's recording on his headphone mic.
Did you pick it up off your chest or something?
Yeah, I just pulled it closer to my mouth.
That is good.
Yeah, significantly better.
Oh, he didn't bring his normal mic, so he's recording on his headphone. All right, well, this is helpful.
Okay, now that we've gotten to the bottom of that.
As easy as comes, right, you'll be
beautiful.
Okay, all right, my husband is kicking me out.
Wait, we're not going to do shit without Tim. We can't do, like, we don't have a vowel.
Nadcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, nah, sorry.
You think T is a vowel?
Yeah, sorry. never mind.
I guess we could be Dancast.
We could be Dancast, which is damn good. What? Stop. Get out of there. I'm getting distracted.
Out of here.
Who gets out of here?
All right. I have to go make sure the kids aren't killing each other because Tim gets to play all the time. So I'll see you later. See you later, guys.
Fuck Tim.
Tim's
Wait, no, that's still my job.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Tim's a terrible husband.
Stop it! Okay, bye.
Bye, babe.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, we finally review Rogue One and we eventually talk about the top five things that sucked about 2016. And when you hear this sound...
Fuck you, 2016. Fuck you.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
It's been a long road.
It's been a hard road. Lots of death.
It's been a long, hard road out of hell.
And destruction.
I have word from Australia that 2017 is better.
Yay!
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm surprised New Zealand hasn't said anything.
I mean, you know, why would they?
Because we're their number one podcast.
Yeah, but they're a little introverted.
My friend in Australia says no celebrity deaths yet, and Trump stuck back in 2016, so it's looking nice on this side of the fence.
Yeah, give it a minute.
Shh.
How far ahead are they?
Well,
at least 12 hours.
Eight? Okay.
Yeah, they're like 12 hours ahead of me, I think. So they're definitely over the line.
Oh, I believe it. Truth.
Let's see. Time in Sydney.
Well, while Andy Googles that, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the apparently official chronologist of TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And when you hear this sound,
when you hear this sound, it's currently 4:23 a.m. on Sunday, January 1st, 2017, in Sydney, Australia. This sound being me talking.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what sound? Like you're going to do a bong or a beep or something?
Nope, just all of me talking.
The time is... whatever Andy said. Beep!
So, I think...
We know.
Australia only has two or three time zones. So, it would be tomorrow. It would be next year in all of Australia, if I'm correct. Well, there's Perth. I can't think of anything further east, further west than Perth. And it's 1:24. Yeah, that's three time zones. I know things! Successfully!
Yay for knowing things! And yay knowing things! Me. And knowing stuff and knowing things!
And you do things! You do the things, and they were known. And now everyone knows. Let's move on. Yeah. Are we doing our list this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Should probably get to that sooner than later, but I figure we should also talk about the fact we've all seen Rogue One now.
Yes.
Yes.
So we'll do a high note and then a low note and then maybe a positive note to wrap up on. I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about the one good thing about 2016.
Yeah.
Then we can talk about why it sucked.
There are many good things about 2016.
Nope, just Rogue One. That was it. I checked.
What do we want to do, Tan Laughs?
Oh, sure. Do we have some?
Well, Dean sent in some.
You know what? These episodes tend to go long when we do high five lists, so we're going to save Tan Laughs for later in 2017.
Okay.
Dean can list that on his top five things that suck about 2016 that they didn't read as Tan Laughs.
Which should not be shocking because we are not on top of the ball when we read things.
No.
No.
We dropped the ball. Because the New Year's of the ball drop.
That's all the jokes you get.
You silly, all you silly fools.
We are the silly fools. Yes, go ahead.
We all live in the silly submarine. Silly submarine. Silly submarine. That's all.
If we all lived in a submarine, it would be silly.
Ooh, man.
Would we dock it, or would we just be under the water all the time?
I don't think I could live in a submarine. Too claustrophobic.
What if we docked it so you could get out?
I mean, if we did some remodeling and kind of opened up a little bit,
that'd be okay. A huge submarine. What if it wasn't seaworthy at all, but it just it was built?
Opening it up a little bit lets the water in.
No, the inside. You know, knock down some walls.
Making it bigger is what he's saying.
Yeah, make sure they're load bearing walls, and then you know, really open up the kitchen, living room.
Noah.
Yeah.
They all bear loads, especially if it's meant to, you know, fail safe. So, like, one compartment gets flooded, you just seal that compartment off. The walls are supposed to bear that load.
Yeah, they're all going to bear my load because I like to jack off. Because I like semen in a submarine.
I was going to say, it'll truly be a tube full of semen.
Yeah, I'm not living in a submarine then.
Well, I don't think we won over with that one.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry to crush your dreams.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
That was a little weird.
Neat.
Thank you. I was trying to do things different.
So, do we want to talk about Rogue One?
Let's do it!
Yeah.
The Empire's building a terrible weapon. I need your help. We can stop them. This is your chance to make a real difference. We have hope. Rebellions are built on hope. With me.
It was good.
Dun, dun, dun,
moving on.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, we did it. Rogue One was good.
No.
Noah said so. I thought it was fun. Well, you know what? I talked about it last time. You guys talk.
Should we toss in some spoiler warnings?
Oh, do we want to go straight into spoilers?
Well, I mean, we might edge lightly into spoilers with some of the stuff we want to talk about, but maybe we toss up a second spoiler warning just for... So how about this? There may be some very light spoilers to come, but if we're going to get into heavy spoilers, we'll toss up the warning. Is that okay?
I like it.
All right.
So the ending... Just kidding.
Yeah.
They get the plans.
Yeah. Who saw that coming?
I did.
Somebody gets Death Star plans. So one thing I wanted to ask you guys about, where were the Bothans who died?
You are such a faux nerd.
No, like, I don't understand this. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm smarter than this. I'm saying I don't get this. I'm sure somebody thought of it because they reference so many other little things in there with, like, the kyber crystals and everything else.
Sigh.
So I'm sure I'm missing something, Tim.
You are missing something. That speech is from Return of the Jedi. The Bothans got the plans for the second Death Star.
Second Death Star. Oh, okay.
You go sit. Yeah. You go sit over there, and your nerd card needs to be on my desk tomorrow morning.
I had no idea what you
I'm
two were talking about.
I'm busting you down to Nerd Patrolman.
So, I was like, what the fuck's going on right now?
Bothans died to get them the plans to the second Death Star, Noah. That's something...
It's a line in the movie.
It's Mon Mothma's line, right?
Yep.
All right. I know some things. I'm a little nerdy. Just, I got the Death Stars confused.
Yeah, never get your Death Stars confused. Okay, well, the fact that Mon Mothma said it should have tipped you off that it wasn't in the first Star Wars.
That is true, because there weren't any women around that table in the first one. At least I don't think so.
Which is a bit of a plot flaw.
Yeah.
Because now Mothma like was supposedly at the oven base, and yet, nowhere to be found.
She just... Mon Mothma had to take a galactic shit while they were under attack. Like, the Death Star is coming! And she's like, oh, you have no idea!
Oh. You know what? Maybe they hustled her off to a secure location when they found out the Death Star was coming.
This could be. She was in whatever hole they tossed Dick Cheney in for a couple of years. While George Bush was his, I guess, target?
Wait, public
target. His target doesn't sound quite right. Yes, sorry.
George Bush is running interference. Was in this movie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That actress looked a lot like the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe short-haired white women look alike to me, but that...
Yeah, so lightly into spoilers, the actor who was playing Grand Moff Tarkin, he looked an awful lot like the other one, except when he didn't.
Except when he moved or talked.
Yes.
Then he looked awful lot like a character from Polar Express.
Yes, yeah, when he was still, he looked a lot like Moff Tarkin, and then he moved, and he, Yeah, so as soon as I saw that, I was like, that's the technology Tim was saying isn't ready.
Wait, but like...
Yep.
It wasn't the actor's face, though, at all, right?
No, it digitized. Was digitized.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, whoever was playing the body, none of their face was showing through.
Correct.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so the guy who did the guy who performed the character is... Like, there is an actor underneath there somewhere.
Right.
But yeah, they did like a... Like, he was mo-capped. They did a complete replacement, kind of like they did with Alan Tudyk and K2Y Jelly, whatever the droid's name is.
Who was my favorite, one of my favorite characters of that movie.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, me too.
Like, fuck. Like, I mean, the movie wasn't, like, you know, obviously was, you know, more serious in tone, but, like, fuck, he was funny.
Definitely.
The Ip Man guy, he was good as well.
Yeah.
I don't remember his character name, unfortunately, but I know he's in the movies. And he's actually a martial artist.
He moved like it.
I was
a little worried when I saw the trailers. So this is a very light spoilers. I was a little worried when I saw the trailers that they were going to, like, just shoehorn another Jedi into the movie. And I'm really glad that they handled the Force people in this movie. I thought that was very well done.
I agree. Although I wish... Like, why did the Asian guy have to be a martial artist? It's like, I'm glad we're getting more diversity in Star Wars, but it's still more stereotypical roles. Like, we got an Asian guy. Look, he does kung fu.
Yeah, well, I took it as he wasn't Asian. He was Jedin, and that they just happened to...
No, he was Asian, Andy.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
You can tell. They have distinct features that you can pick them out.
Yes.
I think you're being a little racist, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, against people from Jedha.
I'm being a lot racist. They have a Mexican guy in the movie and he's an outlaw. See what I mean? It's just like, come on. Why couldn't the Mexican guy be part of the Empire?
Really? I thought he was, I don't know, he seemed more Spanish than Mexican to me.
That I'm a black sure... guy and he was eating fried chicken. I was like, what the fuck?
That would have been too much. I'm pretty sure that actor is Mexican because he made he was on saying some interview about it. Like, there's a Mexican guy in Star Wars. Come on, it's awesome.
Fair enough.
They have a guy with a lazy eye in Star Wars, and he doesn't look at people. Come on. Oh, Forrest Whitaker, how I love your crazy face,
man. So
your crazy lazy eye.
Sorry, Forrest Whitaker got me on this, but so much of when I was watching the trailers, I'm like, oh, I'm soaking it in. But then also thinking, oh, am I spoiling the movie for myself? Like, basically, none of the trailer is actually in the movie.
Yep.
So, like, the line, like, well, that's what I do. I rebel, or whatever the hell it was that she said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And his, but what will you become?
Yep. Thing.
Nope. Not in the movie.
I love that they hung the whole marketing campaign on I rebel and then cut it from the movie. Like, there are shirts that say I rebel, stickers that say I rebel, all these commercials that said I rebel, and then, first of all, people are like, that line sucks. Second of all, they cut it from the movie.
Yeah. I know, it was weird. Like, I guess apparently this this movie went through like multiple rewrites and then like a bunch of reshoots and a bunch of other shit. Like hearing about or reading about what this movie went through to make it up to the screen, this movie was way better than it should have been. This movie should have been a fucking mess. And I know some of it is the, you know, we all got our member berries and we're all like, hey, remember Death Star plans? Remember Darth Vader kicking ass?
Member berries?
Oh, South Park reference, sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's probably a very, might be a very spoiler thing. I think it might have been for me. So, spoiler! Did we know Darth Vader was going to be in this movie?
Yeah, that's not a major spoiler.
For some reason, I thought I read something that he wasn't going to be in it. But maybe I'm just...
They held it back for a while, and then he appeared in one of the
trailers.
I think it was just a TV trailer. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to remember if it was a theatrical trailer or a TV trailer, Tim.
He was in the second trailer, and then he was in the TV stuff, and then he was on the poster, so...
That'd do it.
Okay. I guess I just literally... obviously I wasn't paying attention to the marketing, so...
Yeah, his reveal in the movie was pretty badass, though. Don't want to spoil that, because that was definitely an interesting sight to see.
I like that was an abandoned thing that was going to be in Return of the Jedi, and they brought it back, and it's the way it was described in Return of the Jedi, where you first meet Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Well, but like, what was so, just that he was in that little thing? Oh, sorry, I mean, I guess spoiler still. Like,
No. His location and what, not the macro thing he was in. No, not the micro thing he was in, the macro thing he was in.
Yes.
The planet he was
on. Where Darth Vader lives.
His house. That's, Darth Vader's house. How about that?
Yes.
Oh.
His crib.
I guess whatever like that planet is was not significant to me, so can...
Oh, well, it was just the fact that it was a lava planet.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
And, you know, this isn't really a spoiler, a castle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, is that what you're trying to not to spoil, Andy?
Well, a castle on a lava planet. Yeah, I was just going to dodge around that. But then also, like, you know, how he's revealed once you're in that castle.
Okay, but before, that's what I'm talking about. That the fact that Vader lived in a big castle on a lava planet, that was originally an idea for Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting for the character because of how he got fucked up on a lava planet.
That may be that lava planet. That may be Mustafar that he's on.
Oh, I thought they tossed a lineup.
No, they intentionally did not, apparently, toss up this what planet this is line on that scene.
Interesting.
So, but I believe in the novelization it says specifically that it's Mustafar.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to make my home where I got fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, way to embrace it.
My
just like to see someone do a parody of Cribs with him in that castle.
This is my back to tank.
One of my favorite Star Wars
crystal balla.
Ooh, I made myself laugh. Ooh, that's funny.
Oh. One of my favorite Star Wars things was the MTV thing where they kept, like, him, Darth Vader kept opening and closing his little capsule and someone's trying to talk to him.
Fuck you, 2016. Fuck you.
No, that was an MTV thing?
I think it was MTV.
I've just seen it on the internet.
Yeah. I think it was originally on MTV. I was like, oh, that fucking made me laugh so hard.
Hi, oh, James. What
I
are you doing?
A little child.
Buddy, you're not supposed to be in here. You're supposed to be hanging out with Mommy and Michael.
Hey, Tim, feel free to ditch this part of my audio.
Gmail will be here later.
Drew, quiet.
Wow. It's two different parenting styles going on right now.
Oh, hey, buddy. No, what are you doing here?
No glue?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
Child, you shut the fuck up right now.
James, go get Mommy.
Come on.
Anywho, where were we? Darth Vader. Yes, he's in it. No, it's not a spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Grand Moff Tarkin is a bigger spoiler than Vader.
Yeah, they definitely held that back. But then, like, he shows up early and has kind of a big role.
A bigger role than you'd expect somebody who's been dead over 20 years to have.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, yeah, they could have definitely wrote around that.
Yeah, when they first show him and they reveal him from the back, I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of those clever things where we never actually see him except in, like, from behind or reflection. Nope, there is his face.
Yep. There's his weird face. His uncanny valley face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, for the first moment before he moves, I was like, holy shit, that looks like Peter Cushing. And then he started moving. I'm like, holy shit, that looks like CGI trying to look like Peter Cushing.
I mean,
and it kind of stayed there for the rest of the movie. Like, I kept trying to forgive it, but it was like, nope, not yet.
It was pretty good, though.
It was pretty good, but... Like, if they had had him, you know, in the background of shots or, you know, like, somewhat obscured, like Tim was saying, or, you know, shown in reflection or whatever, they could have gotten away with it. But they had him, like he's half the screen. They did a tight close-up on the CGI head of Peter Cushing. That, no, didn't work. I mean, once the scene was over, I was quickly able to move on in the movie. But, yeah, when he was up there, it was just... Because the Uncanny Valley is a real thing. Like, it really does make people feel uncomfortable. And when I was looking at it, I was like, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is not good. Not just like, oh, I can spot the differences, but more like, why is that corpse talking to them? And why is no one else freaking out about this? Okay, it's over.
I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, overall, it was just like, it was a fun movie. And like, and I don't know if you necessarily need to be a Star Wars fan to enjoy it. Like, I feel like it kind of stands on its own.
Like, you don't need to be plugged into the mythos at all.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps, because, like, you know what significance, like, the mission has. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like it was just, yeah, just a good, solid movie. And the ending I read was, like, almost didn't happen. And I'm glad they did it. Like, yeah, I feel like that was a good way to end it.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to do the spoiler tag now?
We could do the spoiler tag now.
Let's hang off for just a sec, because I just want if we can talk about this a little more without the spoilers.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. But yes, I agree with Noah. It was a good way to end it. So sorry, Noah.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's all you wanted to do was agree with him, but not actually say the thing he was talking about?
No, I wanted to jump on after it, but I wanted to let Noah finish, because I am a considerate friend, ya bastard.
I am done, Andy. Continue, good sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I kind of felt like
I am not a considerate friend. I'm going to interrupt Andy. Chicken farts.
I kind of felt like it was like the original Star Wars, so it was like New Hope, in that it didn't really explain the world, but you didn't really need the world explained. So like it jumped you into a fully formed world, but like there wasn't a lot, like you said, there wasn't a lot of talk where it was like, this is going to go right over your head unless you've watched 7 other movies. It was more of like, you know, they may be talking about things, you know, kind of like when Obi-Wan Kenobi shows up and they talk about sand people and you're like, okay, sand people are a thing for the very first time. So it's just sort of, you know, like all of that stuff is very lightly touched on. I felt like they did do a good job of making this thing able to be its own film.
And they've made yet another Star Wars movie where they don't go to Tatooine. That is important.
Yes. Yes.
Because
it's a galaxy far, far away, not Tatooine and neighboring planets.
Because until Force Awakens, 5 out of the 6 Star Wars movies featured Tatooine.
Yep. Several of them heavily.
One of them way too heavily.
What was the planet they didn't want to go back to in Star Wars Force Awakens?
You mean the planet that
Rey
was from?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jakku.
Jakku, yeah.
It was very Tatooine-like, but it was not Tatooine, so it does not count.
No, yeah, but I remember the guys
J. like... J.J. Abrams still fed us our memories.
Finn was like, why did
Oh, it's a desert planet full of junkers.
He's like, why did they want to go back to Jakku?
And Jakku is the Stockton of the galaxy.
I have a overall Star Wars question.
Hot and dry.
So, in the first series of movies, Jedi were huge, right? There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then they get wiped out. And then, like, in the late, like the middle movies, they're, like, rare, right?
Right.
Okay, that's all.
So rare, they think that they're extinct.
Right, okay.
And then somewhere between the middle set and the last part of the and the most recent saga movies, I think they were built back up and killed back off again.
Yeah.
Those poor Jedi.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous line of work.
Apparently.
Hey, you know what? Jedi lives matter.
They do.
Hashtag it. Episode title.
Hashtag JLM.
Probably not, actually.
No, probably not. Okay, so we want to drop the spoilers now?
Drop them like it's hot.
All right.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
So the ending Noah was talking about is that everybody dies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was reading, like, they thought that the studios weren't going to go for that, but I think that I was like, how is this going to end? Like, none of these people are in the next movie.
Yeah. When Kathleen Kennedy came out and said, wait, is that her name? Is it Kennedy?
Maybe.
Whoever's in charge of Lucasfilm, I can't remember if Kennedy is her last name or not. Pretty sure her first name's Kathleen. Anyway, someone asked her if there was going to be a sequel, and she's like, nope, there's definitely not going to be a sequel to Rogue One. People are like, that's really brave of them to say definitively there's not going to be a sequel. It's like, she's just seen the movie.
She knows what's up.
Tim, you're right. It is Kathleen Kennedy.
Whoop.
And you were a big fan of the Darth Vader scene at the end, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Darth Vader just kicking ass.
Just fucking fools up.
Yeah.
I was
with
like,
the one caveat of the dude who is trying to get the door open instead of just passing the plans through. Like, the plans should have been through way sooner, buddy.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are you waiting for, dude? Just pass him through. Like, whoa. You see he's coming. He's fucking terrible. Yeah.
You see two guys in the hall out there. You go, hey, Bob, take this. Frank, help me with the door. Bob, you run.
You run far away.
Look for a lady who looks like she loves cinnamon buns. Like, just listening to them, not eating them. Give that to her.
All right, before we get to that, like, the great thing about using Darth Vader in that scene is, like, you see all these rebels, and you're like, oh, well, one guy against all these rebels, like, that one guy has no chance. But we know he makes it through unscathed through this fight. So it's like, the stakes are, like, you know, like, all y'all gonna die. Mm-hmm. Like, you just know, as soon as you see him ignite his lightsaber, like, all y'all gonna die.
Like, you're done for.
Yeah. You're like, no one's gonna wing him. He's not gonna be, like, you know, limping or anything. It's he's gonna go through you guys like a hot knife through a butter. Through a, like a hot Noah's dick through pussy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Vagina.
There you go. There you go.
I like that Andy thought that made it better.
Like a hot Noah's throbbing cock through a lady's.
All right.
That's enough now.
Settle it down.
Sacred temple.
So anyway, back to cinnamon buns.
Yes.
That was the part that I was like, really? She's in one shot for 5 seconds and we couldn't make it better looking than this?
Yeah. That's where you spend your CGI time.
Yeah. I'm like, fucking do it again, man. You have a ton of footage of her in that exact outfit from different angles from the first movie.
Yep.
Saying the line, the one word she says.
Yep.
Which I believe they just straight clipped from that speech because Carrie Fisher didn't sound like Carrie Fisher anymore at that time. They're like, I don't think we can have her voice this.
Yeah.
What is this? Help!
Well, I mean,
she's had
ignoring
the living.
Smoking and drugs and everything else, and apparently impending death, although we didn't know that at the time.
Spoiler!
You do tend to sound a little different at 60 than it's at 19.
Yeah, Darth Vader. People were saying Darth Vader sounded different. I didn't really notice.
Little bit.
Like,
little
Darth Vader
bit.
Sounds too old. I was like, does he? I was just like, is that James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Because they have a guy who impersonates Darth Vader pretty well. For Disney rides and such.
Have you... Was it James Earl Jones?
It was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still alive and kicking.
He is.
Hey. It's not midnight yet.
I know.
Don't say anything.
You know, honestly, I almost suggested we record this tomorrow, just in case someone else dies today.
I'm going to a wedding, so I'm going to be sleeping in tomorrow.
All right.
Is it going till past midnight, Tim?
That's a solid question I don't know the answer to.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was a plan, like, to ring in the new year, or if it's just going to be like, all right, you fuckers go home now. We got some consummating to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These balls are going to drop.
In her mouth? That's no, no.
Oh,
no.
3, 2, 1, ah!
I'm glad none of you.
Sloppy new year.
Alt, length, sign! Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
All right, so that... Any further things to add on Rogue One?
I mean, I liked seeing Jedha. I liked that kind of, you know, like, they didn't spend a lot of time, you know, like, here's a huge backstory of the Jedi, but just more, like, tossed in, like, this is where the Jedi came from.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a neat little kind of, to have all of that stuff actually take place there. That was sort of a neat, and seeing... You know, what had happened to the place since, where, like, they really gave you the sense of, you know, this was a once great and powerful group that is now completely laid waste.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. Yeah, and just overall, yeah, I felt like the movie was, I felt like it was well scripted, well acted. I felt like they did a really good job of, sort of selling the rebellion to you as something that's like, wow, I'm not sure exactly how... You know, full-throatedly, I can support these guys anymore. I mean, I get that what they're up against is worse, but this is dark. Like the rebellion was like half a step from from just going, you know what, fuck it, we're ISIS now.
Right, like, it's not as, like, you know, black and white as it once.
Yeah, yeah, it was that it really kind of turns the first three movies into, you know, the gray hats beating the black hats, which is interesting. I mean, it wasn't as, you know, bright primary colors, paint by numbers as George Lucas would have made a movie like that, which I think was great for the overall series.
I'm told he liked it.
Yes, I had read that as well.
I'm not saying that George Lucas... It's like, not like I had somebody come up and... Tim,
George Lucas wants you to know.
He liked the movie. Spread the word.
I wonder if he hates the fact that they're doing... Like, not hates, but it's like, fuck, like, why didn't they like mine?
No.
We did like yours, George, when other people took your world and wrote dialogue for it and scripted it and shot it and edited it.
I think he said, like, specifically about The Force Awakens, like, he wouldn't have been so fan service-y as that one was.
Yeah.
It was like, I understand people want, you know, that, but that's not the way I would have told the story.
Okay. I mean, I think it's probably, you know, hopefully, I do hope they go a little bit less fan service-y next time, but I get like, all right, this is the first one, gonna ease you into it, and then we're gonna get batshit crazy. Maybe not batshit crazy, but like venture a little further out now that we got you hooked.
Yeah, I felt like if J.J. Abrams goes with, okay, so this first one's going to be a bit fan servicey, it's going to be, you know, echoes of New Hope, but then we're going to take things, you know, we're going to take things off from there and diverge. So this is to let you know, hey, we've all got it. We know what you love, and it ain't fucking Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
And then go from there. Like, that'll be good. But if the next one is like, wow, this is just kind of like somebody, like, wrote fan fiction for Empire and then produced it, I'll be very disappointed. And I'll be retroactively disappointed in The Force Awakens.
I'm already disappointed in The Force Awakens.
Really?
I mean, we know why Tim's disappointed in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Well,
you know why.
Really, Tim?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Giant Harrison Ford standee in your room. You know, Tim, other people put, like, you know, posters of models in skimpy bikinis or whatever. I'm pretty sure you had at least 8 Harrison Fords scattered around your room.
That was more high school. Actually, wait, I had a bunch of Sarah Michelle Gellar on my walls as well.
This is true. However, I'm pretty sure right above your bed, tacked into the ceiling, was, what was it, 6 Days, 7 Nights?
No, 6 Days, 7 Nights was on the wall because Sarah Michelle Gellar was on the ceiling.
Wait, oh, okay.
Harrison Ford never... Who did he date? He didn't date Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
No, Calista Flockhart, is that who you're thinking of?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
They're married, in fact. Her.
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go. That makes it okay.
Well, that's good. You know, as long as they lived in sin for a while, no, but it's okay, because they made it right by the Lord later.
So I get the most about Rogue One. I enjoyed it. I'm sure I missed some references, because I'm not, like, I didn't rewatch any of the movies, but that's fine. It was still an enjoyable movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, how, like, worked all the pilots in. Not all of but a bunch of pilots from the Death Star scene in A New Hope were also in the attack on whatever that planet was where they got the plans.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently some that were cut, including some lady pilots, which was, again, nice.
Yes,
addition.
She was actually cut from Jedi, though, I believe.
Yes.
But they put her in here.
Yeah.
Lady pilots. Hello, ladies.
Yes, lady pilots.
I also liked
it took me a while to realize, but when they were taking off and they gave their call sign, and this is no spoiler because it's in the trailer, and they gave their call sign as Rogue One, where the guy is like, there's no Rogue Squadron. And then in my heart, I was like, but there will be!
When the guy calls in as Rogue Five, or not Red Five, when they're attacking, like, oh, we know you don't make it, Chuckles.
Yeah. Because they recycle that one. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Star Wars A New Hope, number 4, the first one. God damn, it gets hard to talk about. Like, unless people are nerdy enough to know that one's called A New Hope, when you say the first one, people will be like, oh, yeah, pod racing. No.
Yeah, there was a big meme circulating on Facebook that said, like, how to explain Rogue One to people. It's not, it's a prequel to the sequel, which was, and it's a picture of Star Wars, the poster of Episode 4, and he's like, not a sequel to the, no, it's a sequel to the prequels, and it was a poster of Revenge of the Sith, and a prequel to the sequel, which was actually the original, not a sequel to the sequel, which was a sequel of all the sequels, and there's a picture of Force Awakens, and then there's a picture of Rogue One, and it's like, I got it?
Yeah. Yeah, because if you're going by chronology and you say, okay, New Hope, okay, this was the first Star Wars movie ever made, but it's actually the fourth, but the other one was already the third, so is this one the zeroth, or is this one the 3.5th?
It's episode 3.9999.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is 3.99 repeating, of course.
Forever.
Which actually mathematically is 4.0. Yes, math nerds, I know. Like, we have enough listeners to have a math nerd listening.
I'm sure we have a math nerd listening.
Probably. We do some nerdy shit. But yeah, 3.99 repeating is actually 4.
All right.
Yeah.
So, shall we get to our list?
Yes.
All right. Teased last week? No, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
For listeners, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, shit happens, like Christmas and family.
And the other podcast, I had to do an episode of that, and then other family commitments, and then I was also doing a radio thing for Kringle Radio.
Yeah.
When am I going to fucking edit this thing?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that this moist pussy's got to stop rubbing all over me.
Yeah, boy.
My cat had a bathroom incident this morning, so we had to toss him in the wash. And, if you put him in the dryer, that's bad for him. Yeah. Put him in there and gentle.
No.
No, I showered him.
With love?
With love and water and soap.
But don't
mostly water and soap.
But don't forget
love. A little
love.
Bit of love. A little bit of love, yeah.
All right.
And there's only so much towel drying he's going to take, so now he's got a nice wet ass on my neck.
About the goddamn cat!
Tim, listen to my cat stories, Tim!
No!
Tim, you want to hear about my kids?
Can I get this list started? We're all pretty much in agreement that a lot of things sucked about 2016.
Yeah.
So we have been charged with each of us listing the high five things that sucked about 2016.
Yeah.
High five, five, five.
All right, everyone. Welcome to a downer. We'll find some way to end this podcast on a high note. Probably Tim and Noah making fun of me. Don't worry.
Stay tuned.
So who wants to start?
Who wants to take the first bite of
this shitty shit sandwich? All right. Well, you know what my number one is going to be, so.
Yeah, that's why I think you should start.
We'll get there. Yeah, so that you have a reason for you guys to cut me off when I start to go off on it.
Yeah, we have the music play you off.
Yep. All right. So number five, this probably isn't the thing definitely isn't the thing that sucked the most about 2015. Not even close. And it's actually something that I have kind of mixed feelings about, but San Diego voters in November did not vote to create a new stadium for the San Diego Chargers, which now means the San Diego Chargers, who I have rooted for since I was a wee little lad, and who have a disco-flavored fight song that references them being the San Diego Superchargers, will likely no longer be the San Diego Superchargers next season. They're probably moving to L.A. It's basically, at this point, it's almost a done deal. So, on the one hand, I know it's weird. Some of this is wrapped up in, feelings of loss for my father, because my father was a huge Charger fan. Some of my earliest memories are my dad laying on a pillow on the, pushed up against the couch in the living room with my brother and I tucked under his arms, shouting and cheering for Little Train James. Who was a Charger player. Don't worry about it.
I assumed as much.
Yeah, so there's not just like some nostalgia factor, but like that feels like not just a piece of my childhood and a piece of my identity and a piece of my connection with my father that, I've tried to pass along to my son is that, we root for the San Diego Chargers. We watch Charger games and no, we don't care about the Atlanta Falcons. We are Charger fans. And I have got so much Charger shit that my in-laws, who are also Charger fans, have gotten me. And I also have, such great memories of growing up in San Diego. I know the traffic sucks. I know the city is like twice as big as it was when my family moved away 2.5 decades ago. So 25 years of my life now, as of a couple of days ago, have been spent not in San Diego. And I still have a real warm place in my heart for San Diego, the city. And a big part of that includes the San Diego Superchargers. So it's weird because on the flip side, I feel really strongly about you know, places, you know, like in Atlanta, there was just a whole big thing about the Braves moving and how much money was being spent on that fucking stadium. That's going to fuck up traffic even more in fucking Atlanta. But I've got some pretty strong feelings about private companies, you know, private organizations making shitloads of money selling tickets to a stadium that they didn't build or keep up, where the city is like, you know, it's just like this handout, this largesse. You know, people want to talk about the welfare state and welfare queens and whatever. Well, you know, look at fucking sports stadiums.
I didn't think each one of these entries was going to be this long.
Sorry. This one was a big one for me, but I'm really conflicted about it, so I wanted to say that. The next three of mine will be much shorter. Does that make you feel better?
No.
So I'm done.
We'll see.
Okay. I'm conflicted about it, but it feels like a part of my childhood is leaving a place that is also part of my childhood.
Okay.
But it's only going like a mile up the freeway. And if you don't live there anyway, you can still root for the Chargers wherever they are.
But that's not the Los Angeles Chargers. That's just weird, Tim. You don't understand. You wouldn't understand. You couldn't understand.
I mean, you're right on many levels.
Yeah, probably. I get it that I can still root for the Chargers, but like they will no longer be in the place that they were when
it's
I was originally a fan.
People didn't stop rooting for the Raiders when they moved to L.A., or did they?
I know. Well, some did. Most probably didn't.
Wait, are the Raiders in L.A.
But
now?
I mean, what were the Oaklandites going to do?
Back.
Switch over to the 49ers? Yeah. Well, they're back, and they're probably – there were threats that they were going to wind up being three LA teams. So the Rams were going to move and get their own stadium. And then there were talk about taking the Chargers and the Raiders and putting them in their own combo stadium and having three fucking teams there. Like,
wow.
What? No. Stop.
I just remember that part in basketball where they were talking about all the teams that moved.
Uh-huh.
Like the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where they don't allow music.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Lakers moved to Los Angeles where there aren't any lakes.
Yep.
And the Raiders moved from Oakland to Los Angeles and back to Oakland, and no one in Los Angeles seemed to notice.
Well, anyway. Stay tuned, because that could happen again, and we'll see if anyone notices this time.
Well, you keep the fires burning, man, or whatever.
Well, I there's nothing I can do. I can't vote for it, because I don't live there. I can't vote one or the other, and even if I could, I don't know which way I'd go.
You can continue to call them the San Diego Chargers.
This is right. You know what? I'm going to still continue to sing that disco-flavored fight song.
Like when they changed the names of all the stadiums, people still called them their old names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was never Qualcomm. That was Jack Murphy Stadium. Fuck Qualcomm and its Qualcomm ass.
Like, no one called Candlestick anything other than Candlestick.
Yeah, or The Stick. Yeah.
Wait, what did it change to?
Like, 3Com Park or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember that, but yeah. I mean, I kind of, but like, yeah, it was just Candlestick. For life.
Yep. Noah, move your mic closer to your mouth again.
It's Candlestick for life.
There it is.
There you go.
Now we know. All right, Noah. Can you beat that for length?
No, I'm going to keep it brief.
That's the first time Noah's had to say that.
I would say number five is just like my friends feeling scared about the upcoming year. Like, that sucks to have like that type of stress and worry of like, you know, what might happen.
Like, angry?
I felt bad. Just like, I get it. Oh, so that's it. I mean, not a lot to say. It's just like, you know, a lot of is that ambivalence? Is that the right word? Or
ambivalence? Yeah.
Ambivalence.
Yeah. Is that the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you don't know which way to fall.
Yeah. I mean, I guess not ambivalence because like they know where to fall.
It's more uncertainty.
Yeah. Uncertainty, anxiety, like.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that's it. I don't got much to say about that. It's like, you know, there's a lot of unknowns coming up, so we'll kind of see how next year after shakes out. I mean, but I'd say, like, you know, there are definitely things we could do now to like curtail some stuff.
Yeah
I've already started digging a bunker in my backyard.
You have not. You're just breaking windows.
Well, yeah, you can't make a bunker without breaking a few windows.
That's it.
All right. Well, my number five is they canceled the Muppets this year.
Damn time. No.
Fuck you in your face. Muppets was a good show. Deserved to live on. Screw the haters.
Was.
Especially the Noah.
Never,
it's funny.
Never watched it.
I miss the Muppets. I still have 3 episodes on my DVR. I don't want to let it go.
Have you watched them?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you were saving them for like, I'm going to dole these out for next, just watch one a year.
No, I saved the Christmas one, the karaoke one, and I think the final one.
Hey, Netflix, Muppets it up, man.
Oh, if Netflix picked up the Muppets, that'd be awesome. They are going to do a new Muppet Babies cartoon, but that's not the same.
Yeah.
Did you hear? You heard DuckTales is coming back, right?
No.
The cartoon. Oh, then you haven't heard who's playing Uncle Scrooge. The guy who had up until now played Uncle Scrooge and everything since Mickey's Christmas Carol passed away this year. Who was also the human on Mr. Ed. Spoiler alert! If that was on anybody's list. Seeing as I'm probably the only guy who knew that who that guy was, probably not. Anyway, so the new Uncle Scrooge, David Tennant.
Huh.
Interesting.
So he's finally going to get to use his Scottish accent.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry. Muppets, I miss him. Back to Andy.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Speaking of deaths, I was very, very sad to hear about the passing of Ron Glass. Who, among many other things, played Shepherd Booth, Shepherd Book. I always want to call him Booth. Shepherd Book in Firefly and Serenity.
Wasn't he also in Barney Miller?
Yes, he was.
That's two Barney Miller cast members we lost this year. I don't know if that was on your list as well.
You mean
no, it wasn't.
Abe Bagoda?
Mm-hmm.
He finally died. So sad.
Wait, was he on Barney Miller or was he on a different cop show? I know he was on a cop show.
No, he was on Barney Miller.
To whom are you referring? Okay, Firefox, Firefly guy? Yeah, he was definitely on Barney Miller.
Ah, good. Thank you. So Shepherd Book. So if you haven't seen Firefly and Serenity, go do that. They are awesome. Fucking awesome.
I concur.
Contains Alan Tudyk, who also played everybody's favorite character in Rogue One. So go do that.
And I wouldn't say I'm a general fan of, like, what's his name? Other stuff like Buffy and Angel, but I was a big fan of Firefly.
Joss Whedon?
Yeah.
Well, then you don't know how to live.
I feel like Firefly had a different tone than Buffy.
A little bit. Western in space as opposed to snarky teen horror.
Yeah, I guess I didn't like the snarky teen horror. I liked the Western in space.
Oh, I loved the clever dialogue and the yeah. Yeah, there was
I
all sorts of
I haven't watched really anything
about
of Joss Whedon's except for Avengers. Although I did see Serenity, however, without seeing Firefly, so I don't think it was as impactful to me.
Yeah, so as Joss Whedon will do, so this will be no spoiler, Joss Whedon kills people off. Sometimes he brings them back. Sometimes, fuck you. So on the one hand, and again, some spoilers here, so if you haven't seen them, pause
Jesus
and
Christ.
Go watch them. But his character died in Serenity, the movie. But still, I mean, the fact that, you know, his passing means there will be no, you know, going back and exploring him or, you know, there will be no cutaways. I guess if they cast a much, much younger him, they could have, you know, flashbacks. But yeah, with no.
Or they
Ron
call
Glass.
The Grand Moff Tarkin people and just put him right back in the movie.
There no. you go.
No, do it.
Spoiler alert for episode 9.
Can't do that to Shepherd Book.
I said this a while ago. At some point, there's gonna be software that just captures every actor, and you can just make your own movie with whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but that's a really weird way to pronounce the word porno.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be a lot of that.
All right, we got to keep moving. This is taking too long. We're only on number 4.
I mean, it's Andy's fault, really.
I know.
I mean,
I'm still putting a stop to it.
I definitely have honorable mention now.
Okay.
Great.
Prince died. Like he was, you know, he was amazing. He's like, I've seen him like 3 times. One time I don't remember because I was a child, but my mom took me to see Prince when I was a kid. And it's sad for like, I mean, granted, like, you know, sometimes it's your time, but I think it's sad that, you know, he was, you know, apparently abusing drugs and that's what killed him. And like that is unfortunate. Like, yeah, drugs suck. Addiction sucks.
Yeah.
And I would say I wouldn't say I've been a fan of his newer stuff as much as like his, you know, 80s, 90s stuff, but like still he was amazing. Like he played like so many instruments, he was an amazing guitar player, like he wrote so many hit songs that he didn't even sing. Like
yep.
Yeah, he was a very unique talent. And,
yeah. I was saying to somebody that, you know, like Michael Jackson and Prince were always in a competition. And even in dying, Prince took more people out with him. Because I remember 2009 when Michael Jackson died, we considered it Celebrageddon because so many celebrities were dying. It's way worse in 2016.
Yeah.
But Prince loses because now he doesn't get all the headlines this year because, you know, all the other celebrities that died.
Yep. Prince
so
got to
Michael
share
wins
the stage.
Again. Dumb. All right. So this next one, I'm sorry. If this is too heavy, because it's been kind of a lighthearted countdown. But I tossed a fish through my window this year, and that was a lot of money, and I don't like that.
And they did put it right back at the roof, right in good line of sight of that window again, just in case.
Just in case that window acts up.
He wants to throw another like $2,000 to fix that window.
That sucked.
Yeah, that is.
Not only that, the fireplace is still stained from all the smoke. I mean, just, the outside bricks.
That just gives a character.
Yeah.
Get magic erasers. That may help.
Tried and failed.
Oh, damn. Well, I guess I got a line fished through Tim's window off my list here, along with Prince.
Sorry, spoiler? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, Andy.
The hot heat. The fact that 2016 is now the hottest, officially the hottest year on record.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, since we have records going back, I guess detailed records, it is absolutely the hottest year. But there's also indications that this may be the hottest year since, you know, potentially like non-avian dinosaurs were on the Earth. So the angle is sharp and upward, and all of the bullshit that everyone's been trying to sell since 97 was an El Nino year and spiked up of there is a pause. Well, expect for the next 20 years to hear Republicans talking about the pause after 2016. Because when this El Nino goes away, 2017 might be a little gentler on us. But all of that said, global warming is a thing. If you don't think it is, you need to examine the choices you make about putting your identity above fucking fact. So I expect... So part of my thing about it being hot this year was not just, oh, it's so hot. It's this way. It's going to continue to get worse. And there's not really seeming like there's a lot being done to... or enough being done to put brakes on it.
Right. And I think, you know, I mean, yeah, I think unfortunately people in general have a hard time thinking far into the future and how their acts, you know, now affect stuff going forward.
Yeah. Which is kind of why you need to collectively work together and do it and not just be like, oh, well, we can't because China's not, or it won't, what, but excuses.
Cool. Right. Like, it doesn't, like, it needs you doing something, right? And then also, yeah. I forgot what the point I was going to make.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, totally blanked on what I was going to say. That's okay.
Sucks. I'm sorry, man.
No, it wasn't your fault. I just like, it went in and then popped right back out.
I had to toss in China coal over the top of you, and I'm sure that tossed your rhythm off. I'm just going to do that
damn
next time
it,
you're
Andy.
Having sex.
Even fucking up other people's list. No, this is still your list. Making
this
it
is
longer.
Still my thing.
Oh, I think that's what I was going to say. Like, I think we rely too much on technology. It's going to fix it. Like, oh, we're just going to invent something. It's going to fix it. I'm like, maybe, yep. But like we should also be doing stuff now to kind of like make things a little better if for some reason this you know technology miracle doesn't appear.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like that's like, oh, don't worry about the bank account dwindling because this lottery ticket is definitely going to fix it.
Right. Yeah, it's just like
you're counting on something you don't have yet, maybe ever.
And may not come, yeah. Like,
yeah, that does not seem like the fiscally responsible way to behave, GOP, who I used to be a member of. Fucking idiots.
Take that.
Noah, what's your list?
Noah. Yes, Noah.
My list would be that this is the last year Obama's going to be president. Like
that is sad. That does suck.
I was like, man, like, yeah, and granted, yeah, he was not, you know, a perfect president by far, but I really enjoyed him. Like, as a president, as a person, like, I just, you know, obviously, like, a lot of his ideas and ideals align with, like, what I think, and I really appreciate how measured he was and, like, not being so extreme of like, you know, this or that. I was like, actually like, seem to think about issues and like kind of present like, yeah, this is actually how it really is. And it's not like one extreme or the other, like that people tend to go to when they're debating issues.
Yeah. Woo, that's going to change.
So yeah, I'm going to miss him. But I'm curious to see what he's going to do next. Like, I don't imagine this is the last we're going to hear from him. And hopefully he goes on to do like more great things.
Yeah, well, and he's already talked about how he wants to spend his time now, you know, helping to lead the Democrats back out of the wilderness. So make the Democratic Party functional again, or great again, or whatever.
I was like, that doesn't look as good on a hat.
No, it doesn't. That's just too many letters in there. Meditip. No, not going to do it.
Not got that. Nah, got that.
What? When be proud? Tim.
Oh man, sorry. Quick interjection. Just saw the recent the Secret Life of Pets with my family. There's an old like.
You're making Tim cry, Andy.
just want to have a show I can edit.
There's an old basset hound on there, and when I was watching it, I was like, that sounds like Dana Carvey's old man. And it was.
We're only on number three.
We've been going for an hour.
Stop throwing socks at me.
Sorry, I just wanted to be better.
Wait, who's throwing socks at you?
Danelle.
Oh.
Danelle, because she could tell he's being shitty.
James.
And then she asked who he was being shitty to. And he said Andy, and she left him alone.
James is adorable.
Your mother's coming today. We have to pick up this room.
Okay.
Don't okay me.
See? Now I'm getting in trouble with my wife because you're making me take too long.
I'm sorry.
Andy.
I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you going to suck his dick, Andy? Are you going to suck his dick?
Probably.
All right. Well, then that's okay then.
Andy, don't make me come through that phone and kick your ass.
Did you catch that?
Yes. Something kick your ass.
Yep.
Andy, don't make me come through that phone and kick your ass.
Yes.
And she can. I think we're all agreed on this.
Tim, go.
All right. So let's get to my number three. Bernie or bust, people. Fuck you, people. Fuck you, people. Like, they
just won't let it go?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't let it go, and then they're like, "Well, congratulations, we busted, assholes."
Yep.
And especially ones that are currently complaining about Trump. I'm like, "Oh, if only you could have done something to have stopped this." Oh, shut up forever, Bernie or bust people. Fuck your mouth.
No, you know what's even worse is the Bernie or bust people who are like, "Good, good. I'm glad Trump got in there, cause now it reasons so Bernie can run again. Bernie 2020." Bernie's going to be dead in 2020.
I mean, even if he's not, he's going to be way too old to be a viable candidate. Not to sound ageist or anything, but just, I mean, if more of the people won't vote for a woman in her 70s, no one's going to vote for an old man in his almost 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Bernie's not going to be viable in 2020.
He's a white old man, though.
Well, he's Jewish, so he's not white to everybody.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah, so Bernie or bust, fuck your face.
Yeah.
Andy.
So I'm trying to save some of these, the deaths for you guys. I think we all are.
I'm going more personal.
I didn't pick many deaths.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, there is one death that I want to toss in there. So that'll be my number two. Alan Rickman. Because I know he was in his late 60s, and I know some people will be like, well, you know, average age is only, you know, like mid to late 70s. But still, that dude was active. He was entertaining. He disappeared into roles. I mean, not quite to the lengths that Gary Oldman does, but still, I mean, just great actor, great entertainer, gone too soon.
Mr. McLean.
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
He's Bill.
Mr. Galaxy Quest.
By Grabthaw's hammer.
What a saving.
What a saving.
Just watching him die a little while he said that, it was amazing. Because it's not a real role. Like, he is acting like a guy who's sick of acting like a guy.
That movie had so many levels.
I know.
It's like currently available on Netflix streaming.
Watch it. Fuck. Galaxy Quest.
I mean, that movie made me laugh so many. Like, to me, Sam Rockwell was the highlight of that movie. Like,
yes,
he was so.
But
fucking
everybody was good in that movie.
Yeah, oh,
Tony Shalhoub was good in that movie. Did you hear the Doug Loves Movies where the lady alien whose name eludes me at the moment was on?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
No, I did not.
Sorry, go ahead.
They just like they threw in a love story because they're like, there needs to be a love story. You're the only girl. Now you're in love with Tony Shalhoub.
Love just how they handled it. Like they still made that weird and entertaining.
Yep. So guys are, oh, no, that's not right. No.
The part where he's pulling out the spaceship and it's all, like, scraping against, all kind of leaning.
And just how long that goes where it's just, and, like, everyone's looking at him, and it just keeps on going.
You want to try a move?
This has got to be made. Oh, no, wait, that's from a different movie. Sorry. But, oh, wait, he's a rock. He doesn't have any weak points.
He doesn't have any vulnerable spots.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, then you got to go through the chompers. Fuck that.
I wish they'd left that line in.
Yeah, I know. They wanted to make it PG-13, though.
I know.
It is amazing how many movies where it's like, why is that thing super dangerous?
Yep.
Like in Star Wars.
Someone pointed that out about Rogue One. There's like a similar chomper scene in that movie.
Yes!
Like they have to go through.
That's what I thought about. We had to jump for the thing that keeps closing. It's like, why? Why?
Well, it was never meant for a human being to climb through it. Or whatever the human-like alien those things are.
Or in Force Awakens, like, there's no railings on that little catwalk.
No, the one, yeah, where yeah. Where the movie yeah. started sucking.
Yeah.
All right, Andy?
Or...
Wait, was it
or,
me?
Or, no, not Clone Wars. What's the very first
fuck,
one?
If you can't think of it, move on to your number two.
Sorry, Phantom Menace.
Oh, wait,
what
this
the fuck
was your number
two. Things?
Stop it. It's okay. It's Noah's turn.
Yeah, I already did my number two.
For me, like, second thing is like dealing with, like, anxiety. Like, this whole, like, anxiety thing that's been going on. It's just like, it's not been fun. I will.
Maybe it's just a function of 2016, and maybe next year it'll be better.
Like, I wake up tomorrow, and I was like, oh, shit, it's all gone.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Do a bunch
as
of
as a
blow.
Doctor, I think that's probably what it is.
I mean,
you're
I was
just
say,
allergic to a shitty year.
It's definitely much better than it was now that I've, like, you know, have, like, know what to do to kind of handle it and been dealing with it for a while, but it still sucks at times.
Like I said, cocaine. All your ideas will be great.
I think if I'm going to do one drug, it will not be cocaine. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Yeah, probably not.
It'll be smack.
Yeah, so yeah.
I don't know why, but today feels like it's going to be a great day.
It's been not fun. Anyways, yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, buddy. Daddy spank it better.
Yeah, I'll spank it better on Monday, baby.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're doing something Monday, baby.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe there's a movie or something we could see. I don't know.
Yeah, we have some spankings. Food. We got some panda. Anyways, number two.
Eat whatever we want. My number two is Syria.
Yes.
Just like the clip of that kid being pulled out of the rubble. I was like, fuck. Like, And you know, it's like, it's not like, oh, he's the one kid and everything else has been like... just mildly inconvenient for them, like,
right,
that sucks, and like, it just everything about it sucks, and the fact that we're, you know, trying to block refugees from there sucks, and just the situation for the people there sucks, the politics of it all suck, it just sucks.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, fuck it, if there's a million of them and five of them are terrorists, bring the million here and we'll figure out which five are the bad ones later. Because we probably have way more than five crazy Americans who want to do shit like blow up the government. Because we know because they fucking build compounds in Idaho and shit like that out in the open. So we're doing a pretty okay job of keeping an eye on the crazies. So why don't we let all of the suffering people in and help take care of them and then figure out which five of the million want to do us harm.
Right.
Like it says on our statue.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, either that or take the fucking statue down and ruin Donald Trump's view.
One thing I like, you know, granted, like, you know, we all have problems, but like, sometimes I just think about, I'm like, fuck, like, even my shit is not, it's so insignificant. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, getting blown up walking down the street. Like, right? Like, there's not a war going outside my home. Like, and it's, yeah, it's like really puts some perspective, like, yeah, like, you know, shit sucks sometimes, but life is not so bad as, like, you know, it could be or for, is for a lot of people in the world.
Yeah, like, I'm worried about the job that I'm interviewing for next week, having a commute that's actually about a half a mile longer than my current commute.
Yeesh.
That's got me a little, you know, worried right now. Like, do I really want to be taking another? I was trying to get a job that was closer to home. This is slightly further. What am I doing? Like, that's been taking up a lot of my cycles for the past week. Yeah, that is
all right, number
completely
one.
Insignificant
yes.
compared to
number
the
one.
Shitstorm,
fucking
the
Andy,
fucktacular
I have
Donald
places to go.
He's getting aged into it.
God damn it! Donald Trump, for reasons previously mentioned on these episodes.
Yep.
Yep. No one's going to dispute that.
my number one. did you have more to say, Andy?
No, literally, that was all I was going to say, but Tim couldn't shut his fucking face long enough to let me finish.
Oh, who couldn't shut his face? You
Tim.
Shut your face.
Tim.
Don't tell me I'm not shutting my face. Your face has been open. Your face is like 7-Eleven, open 24/7.
Your face is open right now, right this second. Just tell me how my face wasn't shut.
Shut up.
Bring it. Bring it, Shorty.
Shut up.
Tim can kick my ass, too.
My number one is my old roommate, Sean, dying for, you know, I mean, it's my friend. Also, it's like... I think it really brought to front, like, mortality, like, and, like, A, people, you know, as I get older, more and more people I know and love are going to die. Like, I'm going to die. Like, I think that, I don't know if it triggered my anxiety, but I think it definitely contributed to it. And it's just, like, and not like I didn't know it before, but it's just, like, it just brought a little bit more front and center than it had been.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't have anything funny to say about that.
Nope. Yeah, I kind of felt the the same way when my buddy David died a couple of years ago.
Yeah. He died of cancer, right?
Yeah.
And he had like a child and a wife, a new child and a wife?
Yeah, like a brand new child, right?
She was less than, I think she was like 1.5 when he died. And he was actually a year younger than me. So yeah, that kind of did the same thing for me. I understand where you're at.
Tim?
All right, well, this will be a abrupt tonal shift. my number one worst thing that happened in 2016 is, of course, Zack Snyder put Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman in a movie and managed to make it suck. Fuck you, 2016. How did you ruin that? You took everything that was beautiful and made it shit. Damn you, Zack Snyder.
Do we want to do a quick rundown of honorable mentions?
Honorable mention, sure.
Yeah, I'll do quick, fast. Zika, because
that was on there.
Yeah, even though I'm not having kids, or I'm not planning on having a kid this year, still the thought that, like, if it's attacking babies' brains, that's fucking horrible. Because you guys know, like, the big part of my definition of myself is my intelligence. And then the idea, like, where they're like, well, we don't know if it's affecting adults' brains, too. Like, no, I don't want to be living somewhere warm, full of fucking mosquitoes, and hearing that something is coming to eat my brains.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a downer.
Yeah, there's the zombie apocalypse. 2016 fucking had it. The big flood in Louisiana, getting like a year and a half's worth of rain in 24 hours or some shit like that. That was, there was not as bad as all of Syria, but there was a lot of human misery going on not too far away from me for that one.
Yeah.
I won't take all the deaths, but I did want to call out Leonard Cohen. Of people who were famous for songs sometimes sung by other people. I know, you know, he was old and people will say, you know, he had a great life and all the rest, but that was still like, you know, realizing, oh, now the world doesn't contain Leonard Cohen anymore was kind of a big punch to the gut.
I don't think just because someone's old is not a reason to not be sad they died.
Yeah. I get it that, you know, in some of these cases, though, the feeling may be, well, you know, the person was no longer, you know, they were producing new things. They had created the art they were going to create. So while every death may be a tragedy, it wasn't like there was, you know, a loss of art like there might have been with Prince leaving as young as he did.
All right. Still, we can just be sad that someone we like died.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of where I am with Leonard Cohen.
Any more, Andy?
Well, I mean, there's several more, but I didn't want to, like, grab all the top deaths or anything. So you guys go.
I would say, like, fake news.
Yes.
The fact that people fucking can't do, like, a little bit of research to see if, like, fucking something's true and they just, like, will repost it and spread it. Like, we have...
And both sides.
Yeah. We have so much information at our fingertips that it's mostly pretty easy to verify stuff. Not always, but generally pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. Did Trump really say that? Google. No. Fuck. Yep. We don't need to make up things he said, guys.
No. Because he says shit like global warming is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese, and then says shit during a debate like, I never said that thing, when you can go pull up the tweet from where he said it the first time. Isn't that bad enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to make it. Oh, like he said, googly guys. No, shut up.
Yeah.
That was both to people and me, so Noah can continue.
Probably, Black deaths, like, just, you know, deaths in general by police, but like specifically like black deaths and like how there's just such like split over it. And it's like,
yeah,
like regardless,
I don't know the problem got worse in 2016,
but
like the reaction to it is definitely disappointing.
Yes. It's been a thing for a while, but the fact that so many people have like these devices that can record and broadcast as a recording now has just brought it more forefront of like, this is what's happening, like, and it's just made the world more aware, and we need, like, regardless of if it's an actual thing or it's just our perception, like, something needs to be done, right? You know,
well,
like, people notoriously don't trust cops, and there's a reason for that, so why, you know, we need to address that.
And the fact that some of the reaction to that has been this backlash of, like, well, Blue Lives Matter, well, you can't shackle cops' hands because then they won't police, and, well, if fucking violence is the only way they can police, then they shouldn't be. Get different people in here who have different ideas. Let them police. Yeah, just this like the fact that like your cultural identity is wrapped up in whether or not you accept the fact that, hey, sometimes people with brown skin have a shittier time with law enforcement than you do, honky.
Well, when you say it like that, they're not going to listen.
Yeah. Well, coming from a cracker-ass cracker, they should fucking listen. I watched it happen. When Noah and I got pulled over, I mean, I know I'm stuck on this, but when Noah and I got pulled over and I was driving and they asked Noah for his ID, they had no fucking point or reason for asking Noah for his ID, except that they wanted to check and see if they could take Noah in for something. Noah was simply my brown passenger.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I never did. When that was happening, I was like, what the fuck is happening here? And you're like, sure, here's my ID.
I mean,
I was like, that's just one of so many racist things that happened to me. I forgot about it.
And I knew that was a taste. And I knew that for Noah, it was just like, sure, here's my ID.
I think you're doing it differently than I did, though. I viewed it as like, I've never been afraid of the cops. So to me, I was just like, oh, whatever. Cops wants my ID. It wasn't like, I didn't feel like a victim. Okay.
Well, and they didn't really like victimize you, but they did. They asked for your ID so they could check up on you.
Right, and I was just
and
unaware
I knew
of it.
That's
I was...
why they were at the time. I knew that's why they were doing it.
Yeah,
yeah. They had nothing on you. You were not operating that motor vehicle. You were not doing anything in that car that would indicate that they needed to identify you. They just pulled us over because my car was dusty and decided to check on you as well.
Anything else?
Oh no, I'm good. That's for you. I'll let you end it off, Tim.
Okay, Apple getting rid of the headphone jack. I like my headphones.
Tim,
it means everybody is going to get rid of them, and then I'm not going to have headphones anymore. Goddamn you.
They're being brave, Tim. Don't you understand?
Screw them.
Yeah, like it annoys me that you can't charge and listen to plug-in headphones anymore.
Oh, that does suck.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, that was a 1-2 punch.
I'm like,
right off for Christmas.
I know they're like, no, it's not that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of celebrities dying this year, but a lot of people die every year. 2016 isn't that bad. Mother, daughter die a day apart from each other. Tell me again how 2016 isn't worse.
Yeah, yeah. And when we were about to record this episode or this list 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, no, I don't think that 2016 is done taking yet.
Oh, wait, Andy, that's very prescient of you. The last thing in my honorable mentions that Andy was right about postponing this list.
I wonder if anyone's died right now.
Tim, don't you know by now? I'm always fucking right.
That's why I hate it.
You think I like it?
It sucks to have this so much knowledge and be right so much.
You think I like being Cassandra? Telling people, nope, Donald Trump's presidency is going to have lasting impact. No, let's just see how it's going to happen. You don't have to. I can tell you. So, see you guys in 4 years. We'll dredge this one back up and see if I was right or not. I am. Not I will be. I am.
All right, I don't see any posts about any celebrity deaths right now. So, I think we're good. Sign off while we can.
Quick, don't kill anyone else. Come on, Tancast. We already cost the world Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds.
And George Michael.
Yeah. Fuck.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making things longer. All right.
No, no. He was on my list. I skipped him so one of you could take him.
Remember, don't trust 2016 to not kill people you love.
Yeah. Not today, getting this episode done in an hour.
Sorry, Tim. This year, I hate Donald J. Trump and the fact that he is president-elect of the United States of America. Good going, fuckers.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. And remember, guys, this is not my first rodeo.
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I know what it means, but is it a reference to something?
Maybe. Yeah.